Welcome to Wacky Geeks. This week on the show, where have we been? New shows, Circuit City, Macintosh, Belkin, and Dell. Right here on Wacky Geeks, episode number 50. I'm your host, Michael Wilhelm, and I'm right here with Mike, my co-host.
Howdy.
And we have Steve.
I'm in an undisclosed location. I'm not really actually with him.
Yes, the undisclosed location. Studio C. And Ken.
And I am disclosed.
Disclosed? How disclosed are you?
Very disclosed.
Well, it's been a very, very long time since we've done another show.
It's a long time from Tipperary. Oh, wait. That's not...
Well, let's see here. Where have we been?
I don't know. I've been looking for you guys forever. Where have you been?
Well, I've been working on a lot of big, huge projects, so I just haven't had time to do the show.
Yeah, likely story.
And I don't know about Mike. I think Mike's been playing too much Xbox.
Grand Theft Auto rots the brain.
Yeah, here he's been holding down chairs at Starbucks, too.
Yeah. And Steve?
I've been in Guantanamo, actually. Just got out.
They let you out?
They told me to leave.
Oh, forced you to leave.
Yeah, I don't look good in orange, and those handcuffs are kind of constricting. Now, Ken, I know, he's been flying. That's what he's been doing.
Flying?
Yeah, he bought him a little, what do you call those things, Ken? That little contraption, that motorized box kite you fly around?
A powered paraglider.
Yeah. So far, he's managed not to wrap himself around any telephone poles.
I take you haven't done that yet, huh?
Not yet. It's a lot of fun. I have resisted the urge to auger myself into the earth.
No ground loops yet. So, as you can see, we've all been doing something.
So what kind of gas mileage does that thing get?
Oh, about a gallon an hour.
Wow, that's not bad.
At 20 miles an hour.
Cool. Well, we got a couple of new shows. One is our standard show, which is Wacky Geeks, which is our new show. But we've added a couple other new shows that you're going to be listening to. Wow, I'm still a little hot. Turn down the sound a little bit.
Yeah, you're hot, right?
We're going to be doing a show called The Cool Wall.
Looks so cool, man. Totally cool.
Mike, you want to fill us in on The Cool Wall?
Well, The Cool Wall is kind of a montage to one of our favorite shows, Top Gear.
I still think he means homage, but not montage. But
okay, well, homage, pardon me.
There we go.
Basically, we discuss different products and different technological things and decide whether or not they're cool or not on a varying scale that we will discuss during the show.
Yeah. And then we got Point Blank, which is where we're going to be making the non-political political. We're going to, Mike and Randall will be facing off between each other.
Are you ready to rumble?
You know, it's the sound that we need for that show.
Uh-huh.
Let's get it on.
But it's they're going to be doing a show, Tank versus a Track, where Randall takes one side, Mike takes another.
And it's random based on a coin flip at the beginning of the show, so we don't even know which side we're going to have to defend.
Cheese versus a PlayStation 3.
Mmm.
You know, different shows like that. Our next show will be The Critic, which is our review show where we review products. Then after that, we have Nightmare on Tech Street, which is funny tech bloopers when we have things like that.
You got that sound effect, don't you?
Yes, I do. Let's see here. That is, if I have the sound effects turned on.
There we go. Okay, let me cue you on that. Funny tech bloopers. That's much better.
And then Cool Links, which is our normal Cool Links, where we just tell you about some cool sites we find on the internet. And another new show, Insane Gamers.
Insane in a membrane.
Because let's face it, wacky gamers are nowhere near as cool as insane gamers.
Or as insane.
We love our insanity. We revel in it.
And then the last one is space.
The final frontier. Nanny, I can't do a very good Shatner. Can you? Anybody else do a better Shatner than me?
Space. The final frontier.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Put him out of his misery.
Thanks.
But anyways, we're going to be in, and they'll all be kind of random coming out, depending
random
on what
space.
Yes. Depending on what comes out. So anyways, let's go on. We have Circuit City is going under.
Short Circuit City, yes.
Short Circuit City.
Have you been down there since they've been,
I've been there once, but I want to go there again here fairly soon because, now they're selling their fixtures. I want to buy a server.
Everything was
good. Yeah, the only good deal I found so far was they had the points cards for Microsoft Gamer Points, and they were listed 10% off, took it up to the counter 30% off. Ended up buying like two or three of those cards at 30% off, which was nice.
I hear you can get a sales associate now for like $25. Or she?
Are they even worth $5?
Well, the problem is though, you have to buy the extended service plan. You know,
is that per hour or per night?
No, that's forever.
that's per year.
Yeah.
What do you do when the batteries go out?
Yeah, that's a big problem. That is the problem because you know that the service plan on those things are.
Yeah, the service plan does not cover the batteries, guys.
Yeah, I was in there like two or three days ago, and yeah, they're down like 30-40% on most of their stuff now. But I mean, you're right; everything's going. I mean, they're going to sell the boxes and the shelves that things are stacked on.
Well, the biggest problem is once they started their liquidation, they immediately jacked all the prices back up to MSRP, and then did discounts based on that, not on what their previous prices were. So when they first started their liquidation, their sale, most of their prices on a lot of equipment was actually more expensive than it was before they started their liquidation.
Yeah, a lot of people were complaining about that because they go across the street to Best Buys and find it even cheaper. But yeah, they went way up to MSRP and then started coming down. So now they're down like probably 20% below MSRP.
One of the news channels did some comparison and they said you could buy anything they had in there cheaper off the internet.
Yep.
I believe that. Yeah, I can't wait till they start selling the shelves.
I'd like some light fixtures.
Yeah.
Carpeting.
Telephones.
Yeah. The server.
I just want the sign out front. I want to put that on the side of my apartment building. The big Circuit
City. Hey, Steve, we could go get you a bunch of Circuit City t-shirts when they're closing out. You could wear those around.
Hey, that would be cool. Nah, not really. I just think I was unemployed then. Yeah.
Hey, there you go. I got you an idea. I wonder if they'll sell Circuit City cups. Get you a Circuit City cup, a Circuit City t-shirt, and then go on the side of the road. Panhandling. Yeah,
I just lost my job at Circuit City.
Can you spare me some change?
Get a cardboard sign that says, Will Geek for Food.
Hey, I like that.
Well, I hear Macintosh is turning 25 years old.
Yep. 25 years old. I like 25-year-olds. What's great about Macintosh now is you can actually take it out and buy it a drink. You know, it's over 25.
Well, not only can you take it out and buy it a drink, I mean, 25, you know, should have graduated college by now.
Yeah.
Well, its insurance goes down at 25.
There you go.
Yeah.
So it can drive a lot cheaper now.
Since it is 25, that's what, you know, now it's out of college, basically, Macintosh is. Can we change the iTunes commercials and not have so much college music in it now? They always have these kind of like, you know, cool
Hey, Steve, what do you want? Frank Sinatra and Perry Como?
No, that's too old. But, you know, at least something that's not, you know, sounds like somebody from Berkeley would be playing on their iPod.
They know where their bread is buttered.
Yeah, I guess. Hey, I'm a Mac guy. I don't, you know, I like music other than, uh-oh. You're lucky, punk. Wrong movie, punk.
If you were alive when Mac started, I don't think they're your target audience.
True. You know, I only think about it. I was 25 when...
Gosh. Oh, you might be the target audience for the Macintosh, not for their iPods.
What's that? An iPod?
Okay, we can just shoot him now. No, taser him. Taser him.
Yeah.
Shooting's too
well, 1980s. We don't have the gun set up in that room, right? So...
Ooh, that worked pretty good.
Hit him again.
I'm kind of used to that. Actually, he'd been here at Gitmo. I get that like 3 or 4 times a day.
Well, we'd probably keep on zapping him. You'd go, ooh, I like that.
It's kind of a Pavlovian dog thing. Yeah, I know I'm going to get fed every time I get shot.
Okay, next story on the list. Belkin pleads for forgiveness after soliciting paid ads
or
paid reviews of its products.
Please forgive me.
They sat there and they went up on Amazon, and Amazon has it where you can sit there and farm out for different things to be done for very cheaply, kind of a micropayments style system. And they were sitting there farming out for people to write reviews of their products on Amazon and Newegg and all these other things.
Positive reviews.
Yeah, had to be positive reviews. You had to write a positive review, whether you've played with the product or not, and also to sit there and rank down the negative reviews.
Mm-hmm. Real review for money.
Pretty much.
I'm glad they didn't ask me, because I bought one of those Belkin USB hubs. And the thing nearly fried my computer. I mean, that thing heated up hotter than my oven did. And then, of course, you saw what happened to it, Michael. It basically fried itself after like 3 months of use. And I was not too pleased with the product. I actually used it as a frisbee.
Zapped itself.
Oh, yeah. I used it as a frisbee and threw it into the apartment pool, which is great. Give a nice toss.
Hey, if you're ever wondering where that text coming in your pool and you happen to live in Amarillo, Texas, good chance it's Steve.
Yep. Then Steve goes out there and hits the little plunger on the pool. Oh, whoops.
That's better. I hope you don't have much trouble when you actually do use the phone.
Hey, speaking of toilets, next story is about Dell.
Dell toilets. Get your toilet today.
And Dell's actually doing something good. Which, wow.
Hello?
Oh.
Hello, is this thing on?
Uh-oh.
Dell did something good. Alert the media. What did they do, Michael?
There's a company called Scion that's attempting to sit there and do trademark enforcement of the term netbook. They trademarked the term back in 2000. Of course, everybody knows what netbooks are when people refer to them. You know, they're little small, ultra small laptops, usually between 7 and 10 inches in size. The term netbook has been being thrown around for the last couple of years regarding those types of computers. This company named Scion trademarked the term back in 2000 for use, or 99, for its own laptops that weren't actually like the newer style netbooks. They used the term netbook. Well... Yeah. They haven't made a laptop using that name since 2003, and now they're trying to sit there and sue everybody who's trying to use the term netbook.
It's kind of like trying to sue anybody who uses the word 8-track player.
Yeah.
You sure hear that a lot these days.
Yeah.
8-track player?
Yeah. Hey, it's probably... Hey.
Or, no, MP3 player. There we go. It would be the equivalent of somebody suing somebody for using the term MP3 player because... They made a product a long time ago that was called MP3 player.
Wait a minute. Hold it. I'm older than 25. What's an MP3 player?
We need to taser him again. You knock his brain in place.
Okay. I get it now.
You get it?
Yeah.
But Dell is suing this company to sit there and stop their unlawful attempted enforcement of the term netbook, because the term has basically become generic.
You know, it's like walkie-talkie.
Push to talk.
Push to talk.
Kleenex. Coke.
All those are, well,
car.
Lots of generic stuff.
Well, I think that concludes the show. Until next week, I'm your host, Mike Wilhelm.
I'm his co-host, Mike Dunlap.
I'm Steve Douglas in an undisclosed location.
I'm still disclosed, Ken Hansen.
We'll see you next week.